7:10, time to turn to sports. Royals had a long day yesterday playing a doubleheader. Here's a recap with Steve Stewart.
For the first time in 2024, the Chicago White Sox have beaten the Royals as they gained a split in the doubleheader with a 2-1 win. The Royals won the first game of the twin bill, 4-2. In game one, the Royals trailed 2-1 entering the eighth inning. Salvador Perez hit a long two-run homer to give KC a 3-2 lead. In the ninth inning of game one, Hunter Renfro then homered in the ninth, and the Royals won it 4-2. The Royals finished their road trip 3-3. They're now 12-7. We're on tomorrow at 6 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thanks. Kansas City with the day off today. Wichita Wind Surge struggling. They lose 2-1-11 against Tulsa. With the loss, the Surge dropped to 1-10 on the season. Oral Roberts scored 6 times in the bottom of the second, including a grand slam. Never looked back. They win 8-3 over the Wichita State Shockers at X Stadium. Shocks fall to 21-17. They'll hit the road for American Athletic Conference's series play against East Carolina, as the first pitch on Friday will be at 5. Hutch CC's Cam Thomas has signed a letter of intent to continue his basketball playing career at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. That happening on Wednesday. USA Basketball has picked their men's team for the Paris Olympics.
Got a lane, LeBron James.
LeBron James will be back at the Olympics for the first time in 12 years. Steph Curry headed to the games for the first time.
Durant!
And Kevin Durant's looking to make history as the first men's player to ever win 4 gold medals. They'll be among a star-studded lineup, including Bam Adebayo, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, and Kawhi Leonard. Steve Kerr will be back as coach. The Americans are going into the games ranked number one in the world. They won gold topping France at the last games in Tokyo. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Speaking of Joel Embiid, he will be the first Kansas player since Sasha Khan to participate in the Olympic Games. Khan won a bronze while representing Russia in the 2012 Olympics in London. Last KU player to play for the USA national team, Danny Manning, in 1988. Well, there's word basketball star Caitlin Clark is going to cash in on another endorsement.
Who needs the $76,000 a year? The Athletic reports one of the WNBA's newest members, Caitlin Clark, is about to sign an 8-figure endorsement deal with Nike that will likely include a signature sneaker. The Indiana Fever's number one draft pick reportedly turned down other offers from Under Armour and Adidas. No word on the exact amount of the Nike deal, but at the end of her storied college career, On3 put Clark's name, image, and likeness valuation with Gatorade and State Farm endorsements at $3.4 million. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Another Reno County Coaches Show tonight at 6 on BW. Glenn Grunwald will chat with Hutch CC football coach Drew Dallas as spring practices have been underway. Sean Boston chats with Kiki Smith of the national champion Blue Dragon Lady basketball team. That's our lineup tonight. That's sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather next.